Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton girls basketball. Lady Cats 7-9 on the season and 4-6 in the Big 7 League. A loss and a win since last we spoke. The loss against Nemaw Central last Friday. The win against Jeff West 51-26 earlier this week. So the Nemaw game coach, obviously a very, very good Nemaw opponent, is still undefeated in the Big 7 League, and the rematch against them seemed like offensively, I guess, was the biggest problem back to Friday night. What were your biggest takeaways from the road trip to Seneca?
Well, I mentioned this to someone after the game. I felt like we played better round two against Nemaw, even though the final score was a little bit wider than the first time we played them. And I think part of the reason I feel that way is the way we started the game and played in the first half, which we were, I thought, pretty good defensively. You know, we held their best player without a point in the first two quarters. And you got to give Nemaw Central some credit. They have really talented players, and I thought they played fantastic defense against us all night and made it really difficult for us to score. But, you know, throughout the first half, it was pretty much toe-to-toe, and we just needed to have a response in the third quarter when their two best players started to really try to control the game. So overall, I was really pleased, and I think the girls, you know, they felt some pain after that game, which may have fueled some fire for our next one.
Well, the next one was great. Jumped out early against Jeff West, I think led 14-5, and then holding that team to just 3 points in the second period and 3 points in the third period. You were up by nearly 30 there in the fourth quarter and win it by 25 Tuesday night. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of good things from a lot of different individuals, but let's just start with that. I mean, when you have eight girls score, and I think you had six with at least 6 points, that's certainly the kind of offensive balance and confidence you'd like to see from your team.
Yeah, for sure. This team's built that way. We don't have a 20-point player on every single night, you know, but what we do have is we have kids that can get you 6 to 12. And I thought, our game Tuesday night, I really thought the difference was our defensive energy and presence, and everything was fed off of that, and we shared the ball really well. I looked at our statistics. I think we had 18 assists on the night, which is fantastic, and we converted a lot of good shots. We gave ourselves good opportunities at the basket off of defense, and even in the half-court sets, we ran some execution of good sets and found good looks at the basket. I think one of the things I'm most proud about last night was the way some of our younger players played. Obviously, T played great, scoring 12 points, but we had some younger players that stepped up, and I think maybe for the first time all season, the game slowed down a little bit for them, and they felt more comfortable out there and were able to make some plays, and were playing a play ahead, especially on defense.
Yeah, I just thought the energy, the intensity level from the girls, and you've seen flashes of it, and you've seen it even for a half and close to a full game. But, man, I thought from the opening tip last night that they just seemed to have kind of a different mindset and mentality, and they were fired up, ready to go. Hopefully that continues. You finally get a home game against Hiawatha and Riverside, who actually played earlier this week. So what's kind of the key to keeping it rolling, and a couple things you want to kind of tune up here before your next game against Hiawatha at home?
Well, we're looking forward to playing at home, certainly. We need our crowd to help us out, and I think the girls are looking forward to the rematch against Hiawatha. You know, the first time we played these guys, we didn't have our full team, and, you know, they made us pay on mistakes that we made that night, and they just shot the ball really well from the three-point line. They've got two outstanding players and some role players that fit right into what they like to do on both ends, and I know that our girls like the way that we're playing. They're getting closer and really starting to care for each other on another level. And we need to have two great practices going into Friday night, and I love our chances.
It should be fun. We'll look forward to seeing you Friday night and all the Holton fans out there as well. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.